Would you like to support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a regular, monthly, tax-deductible gift? We've made it easy for you to donate using automatic withdrawal. Simply fill out and mail the automatic billing authorization form under the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. No more writing monthly checks or making monthly PayPal contributions. Issuesetc.org. Click donate and fill out and mail the automatic withdrawal form. Thanks for your support.
I know there's been a lot of misinformation in this debate, and there are some folks out there who are, frankly, bearing false witness, but I want everyone to know what health insurance reform is all about.
I believe that this particular health care plan, as it stands now, is absolutely, patently ungodly and evil.
The social statement, as amended, is approved.
I want to wish Muslims across America and around the world a blessed month as you welcome the beginning of Ramadan. May God's peace be upon you.
Happy Ramadan, Abdul.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
We'll begin this Friday afternoon's Issues, etc. a little differently than we normally do on Friday afternoons. You know our routine on Friday is always listener email, Issues, etc., blog of the week, Issues, etc., soundbite of the week. Then we get to the guests and the topics, as we will on this Friday afternoon, August the 28th. But today we're going to begin a little bit differently because we've got a drawing to do for a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. And among all those who registered by helping us promote the Issues, etc. YouTube video, their names are all in a, what are they in, Jeff? I mean, I saw them earlier today tearing tickets apart and putting, did you put them in our official drawing box or bin or whatever it's called?
We have a very sophisticated system here. we numbered all the emails that came in, put a number, this is Craig's idea, and then we put a number on those, the upper right-hand corner of those emails, and then put little raffle tickets numbered one through whatever, so that's how we're gonna draw.
Okay, so we're drawing a name of someone who helped us promote the Issues, Etc. YouTube video. If you haven't seen this thing, or if you still have yet to, if you still would like to see it, all you need to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click promote, and you will find that YouTube video. You can still send it to 10 of your friends. You're just too late for the drawing. We'll get to that in just a second. Let me tell them what's coming up here. Craig is chomping at the bit to say something and to draw a name. I assume it's going to be Craig, since his hands are free. Pastor Bill Swirla will join us in the second hour of the program to talk about the martyrdom of John the Baptist, remembered by the church, tomorrow. And then Molly Ziegler-Hemingway will join us, a journalist in Washington, D.C., a contributor to GetReligion.org, and the author of a regular column for Christianity Today titled Throwing Inkwells. Her latest column is titled White Flag in the Mommy Wars. We'll talk about vocation and parenting in the second hour of the program with Molly Ziegler-Hemingway. Our call-in number for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org is our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Twitter address. You can Twitter questions or comments to us right here in the studio, but you got to keep it under 140 characters. That's how Twitter works. @issuesetc, @issuesetc.
Well, a great time to think of it, but we probably should have drawn last, don't you think? Last thing in the first hour? We're getting the drawing out of the way, that's all you're tuning in for.
I'm not the producer of the show.
I know, but they're listening. Well, yeah, great time to think of it now, right?
I'm the monkey on the string, and the producer of the show makes those timing decisions, and I'm sure that he can probably tell us a very good reason why we're drawing first and not last.
Well, because he wants to get it over with, and then so we can also have plenty of time at the end for soundbite of the week. We need to be out, I'm sure, by what, 38 again?
Okay, so it's a time crunch for soundbite of the week. Although I've been previewing some of the votes for soundbite of the week, it looked like it's coming down to a dead heat between two soundbites from soundbite of the week coming a little later in the first hour of the program. All right, let's do the drawing. We had a number of people who were so kind to us by helping us promote the Issues, Etc. YouTube video and thereby promote Issues, Etc. with those who hadn't heard about it. Virtually all of the response from those who saw it was positive. Not all of it positive. I got a negative one yesterday from a UCC ministers someplace out in Wyoming who didn't appreciate the YouTube video. He criticized the YouTube video for being too Lutheran. And oddly enough, it was that video that has our guests showcased on it. And I think only one out of all those guests featured on the video were actually Lutheran. There was N.T. Wright. There was Colleen Carroll Campbell. There was
Michael Spencer.
Michael Spencer, the internet monk. And none
John
of whom,
Mark Montgomery is the only Lutheran.
Yeah, he was the only Lutheran on the video. But, you know, in spite of the fact people didn't understand, not everyone understood what we were trying to do there, we want to show our appreciation to at least one of those who helped us promote the Issues Etc. YouTube video. Who is it, Jeff?
Well, let's let Craig draw.
All right. We have no dramatic music. We don't go for the schlock.
I wish we had like the Lotto thing. You know, like this going around or something. There's nothing, is
there? What was that?
I don't know. Don't ask me to do sound effects. And you guys give me way too much credit like this beginning of the show. I don't know. You guys think I put like tons of effort and thinking into the show. We're flying by the seat of our pants.
All I know is if I would have suggested, hey, let's draw first, he would have come up with the reason why we shouldn't draw first. I've learned not to question his judgment.
The winner of the $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House is number 45. And let me go get the email to find number 45, who number 45 is.
So how organized we are. This is amazing. So, Craig, what do you plan on doing this weekend?
I had to think about that. I think tonight we're going to go out and get fish. I'm going to go with Frankie and my mother. We're going to get some fish.
Famous Collinsville fried fish.
Oh, Legion has the best fish, bar none. No better fish in Collinsville, in southern Illinois, in the two tri-state area, if you want to say that.
You know, anybody who came to our anniversary event back in early July would have known that because you walk into the American Legion in Collinsville and you smell the fish. Whether they're doing fish or not, you smell the fish. So you're going to enjoy some fish? What are you going to do on Saturday?
I got to do some yard work, and I've got a little house cleaning to do. I've got to catch up on some shopping. Sunday, going to go to church, and then Monday I'll be back here with you and Jeff. That's my exciting weekend.
By shopping, you mean grocery shopping or what?
Yeah, I've got to catch up on my grocery shopping. And
I thought your mom did all that for you.
Jeff, I'm a big boy. No, I take care of my own household.
Or she cooks your dinners.
That's right. She cooks for me.
And
That's
makes
right.
his lunches, too.
No, she doesn't. Not all the time, no.
I did the same thing when I was single. I had to go to my mom's.
Jeff is no one to talk because your wife is packing your lunch for you every day. And I think she also dresses you in the morning.
Yeah, irons my clothes. This looks well ironed.
Who's number 45?
Number 45. Congratulations. Timpani, please. What was that? That was worse than my sound effect. Sally Martini in Germantown, Maryland is the winner of a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House.
Sally, we will be if you we have all of her information. Do
yes, we?
We
do.
We have all her information. We'll be sending you a $100 gift certificate to Concordia Publishing House. Thanks to her and everybody who helped promote the Issues Etc. YouTube video. Let's draw two more names and give away some travel mugs. All right. So is this going to involve you running out of the control room back to your office again two more times?
No. Here we go. By the way, almost 1,700. More views since we started this promotion about 6 weeks ago of the YouTube video.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
very good.
By the way, you can tell how organized we are here, and you can also tell that we really have no fear of dead air here on Issues Etc. when we do segments like this. Extended periods of time while Jeff shuffles paper.
Yeah, we don't bring on secular Jewish grief counselors to fill our airtime. Let's see. Heidi is we'll get a travel mug. Heidi, I'll have to send you. It's David Gallus's wife, I believe. It's Heidi Gallus. She will get a travel mug for finishing second runner-up. There's no such thing as, I guess it would just be runner-up, wasn't it?
Just give.
I don't know. I don't watch Miss America
like you guys do. Draw the next name.
Next name.
This is also
for it's not names. It's numbers, Todd. And then the numbers correspond.
I had a bad feeling about this. I had a bad feeling when Craig said, you know what we do? We'll just assign each one a number, and then we'll do this thing. And I was thinking to myself, it's too many steps in the process. Just the names. Straight to the names. But, of course, I've learned not to question Craig's judgment either. So, I mean, I'll let you guys make a lot of decisions.
You know what, though? We just can't get out from under the bondage of thinking numbers. Like the big LCMS Inc. headquarters, we're just the lay people. You're a number. You're just a number. I feel like a number. Isn't that a Bob Seger tune?
I feel like a number.
Yeah, I feel like a number. Wilkin, you never heard that song?
I don't think I've ever heard that song.
Oh, you.
Craig and I had
the Motor City.
Craig and I had a long conversation about another Seeger. It was Pete Seeger in this case, wasn't it? Or was it Bob Seeger? Yeah, we had a long conversation. I obviously wasn't paying much attention to the conversation. We were talking about this Seeger's music.
Who's Pete Seeger?
I don't know. Somebody.
You mean Pete Townsend? Or
no? Mean, no?
Peter Gabriel?
No?
Petey from the Little Rascals?
There's a Pete Seeger out there someplace, and he's done something.
All right.
We have wasted an entire
segment. But we did give away a $100 gift certificate and two mugs, so we've accomplished something rather than talk about ourselves for 10 minutes. Catherine Bischoff in Arkansas, I believe, will receive a travel mug.
I can tell you where she lives. Perrig Jewel, Arkansas, and she's married to John Bischoff. Even though he is far away, I count John Bishop among one of my best friends in the world.
We had a good night drinking at the Houston convention with Bischoff, and I think Kuhlman was there.
Nothing like sitting in a bar with John Bischoff. It's
nothing like sitting in a bar during an LCMS convention. It's the highlight of the thing.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, we got to figure out, what do we do? We don't have this $100 gift certificate. I guess we better call somebody at CPH. What do we do? Call customer service. Say, hey, just take $100 off our credit card.
Just go straight to Paul McCain. Just call him and say, Paul, work it out for us. He's a nice guy. He'll do that for us. Do we have any time? We don't have any time for listener email until we get back from the break. Wait, somebody called in about Pete Seeger. There is a Pete Seeger, right? I knew I wasn't crazy. I absolutely knew I was not crazy. Who's Pete Seeger?
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening.
It's Peter, Paul, and Mary.
There you go.
Right? Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. Mark, thank you very much for at least I can sleep tonight, knowing that there is a Pete Seeger, and he did something musical at some point. When we come back, listener email, if I had a hammer.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit the CLCC.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to thecLCC.org.
Here's a new way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Check out our page on Facebook. Network with fellow Issues Etc. junkies. Sign up to become a fan, and we'll send you updates on future topics and guests. You'll even find photos of in-studio guests, Todd drinking chelada, and highlights from our one-year anniversary open house. You'll discover that Todd, Jeff, and Craig really do have faces for radio on Facebook. Issues Etc. on Facebook. Another way to stay connected to Issues Etc. Facebook.com/issues ETC.
When we say Lutheran, we mean Lutheran. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7. 618-223-8384.
Everyone's talking about the mission of the church. Is it possible to care more about evangelism than the evangel, the gospel? What's the relationship between the cross of Christ and the church's mission? And what can the Reformation teach us about the mission of the church? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is Mission from the Cross. You can buy Mission from the Cross by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or you can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. Mission from the Cross.
The future belongs to those who dare to confess their dogma.
The descent into hell is Jesus' victory parade in the home of the enemy.
showing that he is the champion and they are not.
Well, one problem with Rick's message is that it's all about me.
God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Jesus says the one who utters that prayer is the one who goes down to his home justified. Jesus can say that because he is the answer to every prayer for such mercy.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. A slow start on this Friday afternoon, but a start nonetheless. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week in 20 minutes. Your chance to choose the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. In the meantime, listener email, then blog of the week. What's up?
Here's an email from Jeff. I'm an avid supporter and listener of the program, but let me play devil's advocate for a moment. Are the guests chosen for interview in many cases because they have a unique insight on a specific topic required to agree with us, basically Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod doctrine on all things theological? I think the answer to that is obviously no, but at what point do their theological differences, in some cases contradictory to our own doctrine, make their insight on the given topic questionable? In other words, can we pick and choose from them their insight on a particular topic as long as it's what we want to hear and we don't mention those things we disagree on? Example, Pastor Mark Chavez, who sounds like a great confessional pastor and has commented on the latest ELCA sad decision on sexuality, is still part of Word Alone, which I believe supports female ordination. I know you guys are busy and this might not be the proper forum for my ranting, but again, I'm just questioning. Thank you for your time. My continued support, writes Jeff.
Okay, I'll let Jeff answer the question about why the guests are chosen the way they are, and then I'll chime in on my two cents, because Jeff does the majority of actually, you know, communicating with the guests and deciding who's going to be the guest for any particular topic. So make that distinction for him. Non-Lutheran guests, when we find them appropriate and when we don't book non-Lutheran guests.
Well, I don't think there's any. You've got to let the guests know what the topic's going to be about. Like, for example, we brought Kim Riddlebarger to talk about Calvinism and Lutheranism. He knew that it was going to be. We're not all going to, you know, talk about what we agree on. As far as Pastor Mark Chavez, we're well aware of Word Alone. Word Alone, and the matter of fact, somebody called during one of the Chavez interviews and asked him, "Don't you see the connection between women's ordination and gay ordination?" And he disagreed with that. But we always have brought on people we agree with to bring the subject that we agree with them on. Now, does that mean we can't schedule a guest with Chavez in the future and talk about women's ordination? No, that doesn't preclude us to do that. But what we were bringing him on to talk about was the issue of openly homosexual pastors in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.
And it's a valid question. You know, when does the theological difference of the guest with the host cause some suspicion in the mind of the listener as to whether or not the guest is absolutely right, even in those areas where we agree and where we're going to have a mutual conversation? We're keenly aware of that. And believe me, our guests, when I tout the quality of our guests, I'm not just doing it to promote the show. We have not only tremendous listeners, we have tremendous guests. And the vast majority of them, especially those that we bring on for topics, biblical, theological, know exactly where we stand. And we do what I like to call true ecumenism. We will have a conversation, openly acknowledging any differences that may exist, not avoiding them, but trying to stay on the subject of those areas where we do agree. And even in those areas, like in the case of Kim Riddlebarger, he and I don't see eye to eye on every detail of eschatology. About 99%, but not eye to eye. And when we don't see eye to eye, we make it clear right there on the air that difference exists. We don't paper over the differences. We don't say we're going to agree to disagree. But we would be remiss if we did not mine the expertise of those outside of Lutheranism, where we can find them in agreement with God's word. It's a great question. Thank you very much.
Some feedback from Sean. Help, I'm in a purpose-driven Missouri Synod Lutheran Church whose pastor embraces the teaching and practices of Saddleback and Willow Creek. 5 years ago, I too bought into this program, but since I've studied the Lutheran Confessions and discovered Issues Etc. and wonderful Lutheran instruction from the likes of Gene Veith and Rod Rosenblatt, I'm thoroughly convinced in heart and mind that Lutheranism is biblical Christianity, and am concerned about the potential damage done by the preaching of pop psychology, Christianity. Any suggestions? Writes Sean, love your program. God's blessing to you and yours.
Well, you may not like my suggestion. I'm certain your pastor won't. But my suggestion is leave. and I don't make that suggestion flippantly. It has been my experience that congregations, especially pastors, that embrace the Willow Creek model, the purpose-driven model, the megachurch model, and whatever brand it comes, are determined. They will not be dissuaded. They will not be corrected. They will ride that fad until it is literally ridden into the ground. And then they'll go on to another one. And it's very sad. I mean, I wrote about it some years back in an article called The Fad-Driven Church. But I don't think I've ever seen one say, you know, that was really a bad idea to do purpose-driven life. Or we really shouldn't be in the Willow Creek Association. They will adhere more adamantly to their membership in the Willow Creek Association or to the teachings of the purpose-driven life and to their loyalty to that than they will to Lutheran teaching. And I say that with a great amount of sadness. And the best advice I can give is if you are able to do so, leave. Find a church that teaches the truth.
So you should never confront your pastor? You should
No, I think you should obviously confront your pastor in a very humble and careful way and ask him if he can see the error of his ways. But I'm just speaking here from now what probably the better part of a decade of this stuff coexisting with the truth in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I have yet to see one that says, I've seen a lot of parishioners who say, wow, that was a stupid idea. But the pastors, I don't know why. Once they start riding that horse, they don't get off.
You know, what I would encourage you to do, a lot of these guys bone spit. Let's say the purpose-driven life.
They think they bone spit.
They bone spit. And it's like, yeah, I know there's some error in there, and we'll point out the errors as we study this in our Bible class or our congregation or 40 days of whatever. So you take Todd Wilkins' review of the book, Purpose-Driven or Forgiveness Given. You say, Pastor, I suggest we set aside one of these weeks to come at this from a different angle.
Won't do it.
The bone spitting stops.
Yeah, the bone spitting stops.
And just show him his own inconsistency. You know, you're willing to bone spit a non-Lutheran publication, but this written by a Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod pastor reviewing the book, you're not willing to bone spit. How come the bone spitting doesn't cut both ways, Pastor Schmidt?
Right. Well, and I think you'll find here that the fidelity to the fad exceeds anything else. That they are willing to sacrifice almost anything else out of fidelity to the fad. I don't know why it is. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I've seen it again and again and again. And so that leaves me with very little options than to advise you to find a church where they have not been sucked into these evangelical fads, where they see them for what they are, and a church that continues to adhere to the truth.
Kay in Maryland writes, I believe there's another theological connection between the ordination of women and homosexuals that needs to be considered. God makes it clear in Scripture that Christ is the bridegroom of the church. It is also clear that the person who stands before us in the stead and by the command of Christ is representing Christ to us on earth in the office of the holy ministry, delivering to us the gifts Christ has given us, and is therefore a sign and symbol of the relationship between Christ and the church. A woman in that role of pastor essentially makes that relationship a same-sex relationship. Once we consider that abnormality to be acceptable, it is not great to consider a homosexual in the role of pastor to be acceptable. God's order has consequences, whether or not we consciously see the connections, writes Kay in Maryland.
Kay, very, very well put. It is quite true. The two subjects are intimately related biblically. That is, the reason God abhors divorce is because it breaks the picture of Christ and his bride, the church, that he wants to show us in human marriage. The reason God abhors homosexuality, among other things, is that that relationship cannot reflect Christ and the church. It cannot show us what God intends marriage to show us. The reason the church opposes homosexual marriage, among other things, is because that relationship, that quote-unquote marriage, cannot show us what Christ intends to show us by marriage, and that is himself and his sacrificial love for the church. And the same goes for ordination. The pastor stands in the stead and by the command of Christ. Put a female in the robes and behind the pulpit and at the altar, and it is, first of all, it is blatantly rewriting the picture of Christ, the groom, and the church, his bride, into the bride and the bride. And I would go so far as to say a woman standing in the pulpit and at the altar serving as pastor cannot show us what the men called to the ministry there, covered as they are by the robes of the church, that we don't see the man, but we see Christ himself. A woman standing in the pulpit or at the altar cannot show us Christ, our groom. Can't do it. She may well talk about it. She may well reiterate the words from Holy Scripture, but the picture speaks louder than the words in that case. The picture contradicts the word in that case.
Quickly, Paul from Iraq, how does forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us? Scriptures related to this petition and Luther's large catechism on this petition relate to someone who has an unforgiving heart and takes the sacrament of Holy Communion. Is it possible that the person is taking the sacrament to their own judgment? Thanks for the email and thanks for listening in Iraq, Paul.
It is not only possible, it is highly probable, and the danger exists. Scripture is very strong in its warning that we ought not to approach God either in the sacrament or by way of even giving gifts to God when we have yet, to our knowledge, an unresolved issue of forgiveness with our brothers. What does Scripture say? Go to your brother. Seek his forgiveness. Go to your brother face to face. And if he has offended you, offer him that forgiveness. That's what the Bible said. We'll be right back with Soundbite of the Week.
And make believe it came from you.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the Sponsors section of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Collinsville, Illinois is happy to support the Christ-centered, cross-focused ministry of Issues Etc. Join us for worship, Bible classes, youth ministry, and other opportunities to grow in Christ. We have a Christian day school for children in preschool to 8th grade. We are located at 1300 Beltline Road. Call us at 618-344-3151 or visit www.goodshepherdcollinsville.org.
No giggling allowed. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
For years, pro-abortion activists and the media have attacked abstinence education, which teaches saving sex for marriage. If I had a dollar for every time I heard or read abstinence education makes no difference, I could retire. If you recall, opponents of abstinence got 17 states to reject federal funding for it. I didn't believe the claims then, and we have proof not to believe them now. Data from the Centers for Disease Control shows those states accepting and utilizing the abstinence education funds have seen a higher decline of abortion than those states rejecting the funding. They experienced over a 200% greater reduction than the states who thumbed their noses at abstinence education funding. Sadly, our young girls are paying the price for their political agenda.
Check out Life Issues on Facebook and stay more informed than you've ever been.